Okay, today is Daf Dalet of Masechtas Nida. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the topic of Itmar by the it's a little up, but we got to go back and get back into the groove. It's by Itmar right after the Simen. Itmar, Kupa Shenestam Shiva Tahoros Bezavos Zu. If you are busy with Tyrus in this in one box, in this corner of the box, v'nimtza sheretz b'zavitz acheret, and then you find the sheretz in the other corner of the box. So Chizki Omar, tahoros harishonos tahoros. Chizki says the tahoros in the box remain tahar. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omer, tahoros harishonos tameos. The tahoros harishonos remain tame. Not remain tame, they are tame. Right? You hear that? Now, we just got through saying yesterday, Shammai v'Hillel, Modo v'Kupa to Taharas Rishonos Tameos. Both Hill and Shammai held it was Tame. The things were Tame. Why? Why were the things Tame? What did we say yesterday? Why were the Taharas in their Tame? Because there was a box that didn't that had a bottom, right? There's a sheretz in there, so everything's Tame. Right? How can Chizki say it's not Tomei? So, Gemara answers, Kimo, the Shammai v'Hillel b'kupa she'eshos l'yayim. Shammai v'Hillel, we're talking about a box that had a bottom. Therefore, there's nowhere for the sheretz to escape. Therefore, obviously, there's Tumah. Kipli, Chizki v'Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa she'eshos l'yayim. Chizki v'Yochanan, we're talking about a box that doesn't have a bottom. So if it doesn't have a bottom, if it doesn't have a bottom, we don't know when the sheretz got here. And therefore, says Chizki, no, it's not a reason why it shouldn't be Tameh. You're in that corner. The sheretz is in the other corner. Who said they even touched each other? So if that's true, Ein lo shulai in my time of Rabbi Yochanan. So why does Yochanan say it's Tameh? Compelling. So the Gemara answer is yes. Ein lo shulayim, it doesn't have a bottom. It doesn't have it. But v'yesh lo ugonim. But it does have a rim. Therefore what? It got stuck in the rim. What? Oh, v'atanya. We have a following brisa. Hamadala asara deluya mayim zeh be'achazeh. I'm taking my bucket. And I'm filling up the other bucket. The bigger bucket. And I do this 10 times. I take a water. I fill up the bucket. I take water. I fill up the bucket. I take water. I fill up the bucket. Then, v'nim se sheretz be'achad mehen. And then I find a sheretz in one of these times, one of these 10 times. So when did the sheretz get into this bucket? So, who tameh the kulan tahorin? Only that one is tameh. All the rest are tahar. Why? Because we will assume that the sheretz came in now. That's only true if it doesn't have a rim. Avoyesh lo uganim kulan tameh. But if it has a rim, they're all 10 are Tamei. Every time you did that, it was Tamei, right? Now, if Chizki and Reb Yochanan are arguing in a box that has a rim, right? So Lema Chizki less like Reb Yochanan? So Chizki doesn't hold like Reb Yochanan? Chizki held, even if there's a rim, it's still Tahar. And here we see Reb Yochanan said they're all Tamei. If there's a rim, it's all Tamei. So the Gemara answers, 3 answers to this question. First of all, Chizki will hold Maya Sharki. Maya water. How do they translate the word Sharki? Slips. Oh, Maya Sharki. Peri lo Sharki. In other words. Right. In other words, I think the second answer is the same as the first answer. Inami, Maya lo kapit alayu, peri kapit alayu. When it comes to water, you don't have to get every drop out of the bucket. So therefore, you turn the bucket sideways, the sheretz got stuck in the rim, you wouldn't even know it's even in there. When it comes to a basket, when it comes to fruit, you get every morsel. You turn it over. There's no way you're not going to notice the sheretz. There's no way you're not going to notice it. It's the same answer, both of them the same answer. Either water slippery, what? He's explaining it. There's no way you're not going to notice that sheretz by fruit. Either because the bucket's turned over completely, or because it's not slippery, there's no way you're not going to notice. There's no way you're not going to notice. You're going to turn, hey, how come some of the fruits got stuck in here? Oh, look at that, the sheretz in here. By water, that won't happen. Because water's slippery. Water, you don't turn over the whole way. not going to even notice it. That's why there's a difference in the case of the water and the case of the fruit. By the case of the fruit, says Chizki, it's tar. You know why it's tar? Sharis wasn't even here. If it was here, I would have known about it. By the case of the water, I wouldn't know. Therefore, they're all tame. V-boy same, a third answer. Kibo de Shammai the Hillel. When do Shammai and Hillel agree that what? That the box, everything in the box is tame. The kupa she'ena beduka. With a box that wasn't checked. It wasn't checked. Therefore, I don't know when the sheriff got here. Keep Ligichis give Rabbi Yochanan bikupa beduka. It was checked. I looked at this box carefully before I started putting in things. Mar Savar Chizkiya holds Habadka. I checked it. Right? Therefore what? Therefore as a Cheskis Tahira, and any sheriff that I look at the end of the day, the sheriff's here. Can't get out of that. You know what? It just got here. Therefore, everything else was tar. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yochanan holds Amar Imsiluk Yodo Nafal. Maybe I'll say, right? The minute I finished checking, the minute I removed my hands, right away the sheretz fell in. Right away it fell in. And therefore everything is tummy. Therefore everything is tummy. Right? Now one minute. We said, how did we start talking about this case with the box? Let's back up for a minute. How did we get to this case with the box? This case with the box was brought, where did this case come from? We had it yesterday, exactly. What made us talk about a case with a box? Right? What made us talk about the case with the box was, Hillel said to Shammai, you hold Dayashaito. That's what you hold. But wouldn't you agree with me that if a box has Tumah in it, and there's a sheretz in one corner, wouldn't you agree that everything in there is Tumah? Wouldn't you agree with that, Shammai? And Shammai said, of course I would agree with that. You know why? Because the box doesn't have a bottom. So where does... Of course everything's Tumah. There's no for the sheretz to go. Right? But a woman, said Shammai, doesn't have a bottom. And therefore, if it's true that she was Tumah yesterday, I would have seen the dam yesterday. That's how that happened. That's how we got to this case of the box. Right? Then we went on the tangent, then Chizkiya, then the whole new thing. That's how it came up. So what was Hillel's point? Hillel's point was that a woman and a box are the same din. Just like you agree with me about the box, agree with me about a woman. That what? That when a woman sees dam, we really have to backtrack. By the box, we backtrack. Right? That's how this came up. So, says the Gemara, v'hadumya de'isha ketani. Right, we're comparing the box to the woman. V'isha beduki? Woman checks herself? Check herself? Right? I'm sorry, I made the wrong emphasis. V'isha beduki, a woman does check herself. Right, we're going to see later, there's a chiyah for her to check herself every morning and every night. Why she does that, it's a machlokes. The Gemara says it's because of a knas. But it's to check herself every morning, not a knas, it's to prevent the knas. She checks herself every morning and every night, right? So just like she checks herself, we're talking about, as the Gemara just said, we're talking about a box that what? That is checked. It's checked beforehand. Okay? So far so good. So if the box is checked beforehand, how can Chizkiya say that everything in the box is tar? How can he say that? Right? How can Chizkiya say that? What did we say? Chizkiya said everything in the box is tar. How? What? What do you mean it's only now?
When the sheriff was found, it's only now.
Right?
So that's okay.
No! So it was checked now. And Shammai still backtracks. Right? Shammai agreed to Hillel. Shammai said, by a box, I agree with you, Hillel. I agree with you that it'd be backtracked. Why? Because it doesn't have a bottom. Because it has a bottom. So what's Chizkiya going to answer now? It just came now? What do you mean it just came now? We checked. It has a bottom. There's no for the sheretz to go. Obviously, we back. Even Shammai agreed to backtrack. What is Chizkiah holding? Chizkiah's sheet doesn't make any sense. You hear that? Okay. So the Gemara answers. Really, the box was not checked. Kiva the shchich yifei damim. Since a woman it's going to happen. This dam. It's going to come. It's shchiach to come. Kishaino beduka damya. It's as if she's not checked. Okay. Therefore, what? Therefore, says Rashi. The kupanami she'ena beduka skidon in the first wide line. The box also is as if it's not checked. Okay? So what did we just say? We just said, right, really we're talking about a kupa that's not checked. And a woman also not checked. Since it's shchiach, even if she's checked, it makes no difference, we're treating her as if she's not checked. Therefore, says Hillel to Shammai, a box and a woman are the same thing. Okay, a box is the same thing. It's both not checked. They're both not checked. Says Chizkiah, since it's not checked, I can hold that the sheriff, I can hold everything is tar. Okay? The Ibai Yisema, another answer I can give. Kimo Deshama V'Hillel, when Deshamai and Hillel agree with the din, B'kupa She'ena Mechusa, where the box doesn't have a cover. It's not covered. Therefore what? If it's not covered, I don't know when the sheretz went in there. Therefore, I have to backtrack. Keep the Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan arguing about the Kupa Mechusa. It is covered. So if it's covered, Chizkiah will say everything in there is tahar. Why? Exactly. So then 1 minute. So how did the sheretz get in there? How did it get in? At the end of the day, we find the sheretz. The only question is, are we backtracking or not? Chizkiah is not necessary to do that. Right? Why not? Because it had a cover. So then, mechusa hechi nafal. How did it fall in? How did it get in? So got it. Gemara answers, kigon, shatashmi sheha al yidei kisui. Yeah, somehow you were busy with the cover, you're covering it, whatever, you're fastening it, you're adjusting it, and somehow some sheretz stuck in, you didn't notice. Okay? Now, if that's true, vodumya de isha katani, right? Vodumya de isha katani, but again, we're comparing this to the case of a woman, right? And the isha mechusahi. Nothing can go into her from outside. A woman's like she's covered. No dam from outside can come into the woman. That's impossible, right? Therefore, since a woman's covered, we must say that the kupa is covered, right? And if the kupa is covered, Beis Shammai said to Hillel, I still agree with you. A woman's covered, the box must be covered, and I still agree with backtracking. Why are we backtracking in such a case? Why are we backtracking? Right? I don't know why we're backtracking now. But whatever reason we are. Right? We're backtracking. Right? Right? Therefore, don't give me an answer that we're talking about a box that's not covered. No! Just like a woman's covered, so too Hillel said to Shammai. Wouldn't you agree? Shammai says, yes, I would agree. I would agree by the case of a box. If Shammai is agreeing by the case of the box, what does Chizkiah hold? Chizkiah holds a Tohar. Who's he going like? Not Shammai, not Hillel. Kind of she does that. And the question returns, right? The question returns. And the Gemara is, right? Ketani Isha Mechusahi. A woman is covered. So the Gemara answers, Kivon Deshchichi Damim Kishein Mechusahi Damia. Since a woman is as if she is gonna happen. It's as if she's not covered. Which means, the box can also be a case of being uncovered. And if the box can be a case of uncovered, that's exactly what Chizkiah can hold. But the case was uncovered now. Now it's uncovered, and the Chizkiah can say, why should I be Tameh? I don't have to backtrack now. Okay, just look at this one Rashi. The Rashi of Mechusahi. Right? The Rashi of Mechusahi. Right? The Isha's Mechusahi. Says Rashi, You see the Rashi there? The lone nafal badame alma, blood can't come from somewhere else into a woman because she has the din of being covered, right? Lo nafal badame alma, the kupa de kavase, so the corresponding case of a kupa, the mechusa skinan. We're talking about a case where the box is covered. Dafilu hachi tameya. And even still, the things in the box are still tameya. The kasha lechizkia. That's a kasha on chizkia. Right? Right? Okay? Look at Tosfos. Second Tosfos. Pirish Rashi, says Rashi, Dino lafal badami alma. Blood can't come from some other place. So a woman's like she's covered. Vikasha, right? Says Tosfos, 1 minute. The kolshkein shehi tameya. Then she's for sure tamei. De'ein litlos bedam acher elabami gufa. Where else does the dam come from? So of course she's tamei. The whole thing now is turned upside down. Rashi makes no sense. Right? Of course she's tamei. If the blood doesn't come from somewhere else, then where does it come from? It comes from her body. If it comes from her body, she's tamei. So lakach, near, therefore, says what Dos is asking, is to explain what Dos is, she should be tamei lemefreh mi vadai, not mi safek. We said it was a safek, we don't know what to do, it's vadai now. Lakach, yeshlo, mar mechusa, he shamakom sasam. What it means is, it means covered. It means closed. Shadam yotze niftach v'haya la laharkish. In other words, there should have been a hargasha. There should have been a hargasha. Why? Because, like we said, there's nowhere else for the dam to come. Since there was no hargasha, she says, "Look at this. All of a sudden, I saw dam. I didn't feel a thing. And yesterday, I was playing tennis. I was fine. Didn't feel a thing. Since that happened, now we have a suffix." How does Rashi? Right, so the others, unfortunately, explained. That's what Rashi meant that. He didn't say that. He meant that, right? The Tosfos always builds. How could Rashi say that? The answer is Rashi never said it, right? That's always the answer, right? Tosfos answers all piles on Rashi. How could it's all based on one premise, right? You take away the premise, so all the questions fall away. Okay, next. Iboy Seima, another answer to explain Chizkia, Rabbi Yochanan, Hillel, and Shammai. Kimo de Shammai de Hillel, when did Shammai and Hillel agree, when did they agree that the box is Tamei Lamafreya, that Bezavis Kupa, when there was a sheretz found in the corner of the box? Ki Pligi Chizkia of Rabbi Yochanan, when do Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan argue? They argue Bezavis Bayis. When there was something was found in the corner of the house. Va'kupa kamar. But we're talking about a box. What mean house? Hachi kamar. Here's what happened. Kupa shenashdam shuba tahiras bezavis b'bayizu. I'm busy in that corner, busy with tahiras. V'tiltala bezavis acheres. Then somebody moves it to the other corner of the box. V'nim to sheretz bezavis acheres. And now there's a sheretz over there. We don't move tumah from place to place. We don't do that. Therefore, the tumah is over there. So anything over there is tameh. Anything lemafreya is tahar. In a different corner. Where exactly? I'm not exactly sure. Exactly where? Correct. But so. You wake up in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, oh, look at this, who moved the box over there to that corner? One of the kids must have done that. All right, right now it's tummy. What about, I took out beforehand, at the 12 o'clock at night, I took out, that's tar, only right now, not lemafreya. Why? Because the box was moved. Rabbi Yochanan, however, machzakinan, says Rabbi Yochanan, well, you would say, no, what do you mean? The box moved, so it doesn't matter. Right, we apply tumah even though the thing moved. Okay, now we're going to be busy with this moving issue now. Umimach zekinan. Do we really say that? That when something moves, we still backtrack. The box is over there. I wake up in the morning; it's over there, and there's a sheretz in there. So what do we say? Now it's tame. Do I backtrack? Because there's a concept that tumah doesn't move. How can tumah move? It's a dead sheretz. How can tumah can't move? Correct. So the box over there was not, there was no sheretz. I looked. Before I went to sleep, I looked. I woke up in the morning, somebody moved the box over there, and there's a sheretz in there. So, from this moment forward, anything in the box is tummy. What about anything taken out of the box earlier? That's a machlokas. Chizkiyah says it's tar, and Chibirich says it's not tar. Because moving the box is irrelevant. Okay? Right? Now, is moving the box really relevant? Rabbi Yochanan said moving is irrelevant. Therefore, there's tumah. Is that even true? Vatnan, Naga, the Echad Belaila, I touched somebody at night. I don't know if he's alive or dead. Lamachar, in the morning, Hishkim, I wake up. Umatzo meis. Lo and behold, he's not alive. Remeir metaher. Remeir says you're tahar. Why are you tahar? Because it was a safek. Right? So safek, putting that aside. Remeir says you're tahar. He says not even a safek. Not a safek. Chachamim metamin. Chacham say, no, you're tummy. Why? Shekal ha-tumos kishas mitziyasan. All tumah is at the moment of finding. Now, we didn't finish the story. The Tani Allah, kishas mitziyasan, ubamako mitziyasan. At the time and the place. What does that mean, ubamako mitziyasan? Right? If you found the mace somewhere else, then obviously, when you touched him, he was tahar. How did he get there? Right, he got up and he walked over there, and then he passed away. So, if the only time we say that tumah found tumah is tameh is if it's in the same place. Here, the mace was found somewhere else. Right, right. So we don't say that when you touched him, he was already dead. We don't say that. Okay. Therefore, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? 1 minute. We're going to get to the question. We're going to answer the question in a minute, but what do you see from here? That we don't move tumah from place to place. We don't do that. We leave tumah only in the original place. Right? That's what we see from this tumah. We don't do that. The guy was found somewhere else, then I touched him last night. You're tar. Why? It's over there now. What? Okay, 1 second. The Tosafot of the Rosh asks a similar question. Just because a man is found in a different place in the morning, doesn't mean that the sheretz wasn't in the box in the other place. What kind of comparison is that? It's not a comparison. What are we saying? When a guy was in the morning, the man's over there. Oh, when you touched him, he was tar. He was still alive. Why? How did he get there? How does that have anything to do with the sheretz? We say, well, the sheretz, the box was moved over there. Therefore, over there wasn't tameh. What kind of right is that?
Right.
Right.
The last place is set. I know I left the box here. The box is here with nothing in it. You're good. Once the box is in another place, just destroy everything. You just destroy everything.
Right.
So then you find it over there, automatically now you can add a show to it.
Right.
See, that's the base. It's not the moving issue. The moving issue is the moving issue. Exactly. Just sets all the way up. Right. Engage over where it was before. Same thing with the dead body. And that is the requirement.
Right, so the Tosafot Rosh explains, it must be that you know that there's nobody else that could have moved them.
That's right.
Right? It must be there's nobody else around. Because otherwise, it's not a riot at all. He says it's preferish. He says, Mashama mashma le tadafka b'mako mitziyasin afilu yodeshe de adam oldover achen itok b'olakan. Right? Was someone here? Did someone move it or not? If someone moved him, then it could have been dead when you touched him. Right? That could have been. Right? It must be you know nobody moved him. So how did he get from here to there? He moved himself. By a shot, there's no way the box can move by itself. Right? has to be someone moved it. Okay. Now, so we're still holding by a question. What do you see from here? You see from here that Tumah doesn't move. B'chi tema hani mili. When do we say that Tumah doesn't move? That's Lithro. That's only to say Vadai. Avalitlos Talina. Maybe Misafek. We will say Tumah moves. Umi Talina. Do we even say that? Fortnan. Machat Sheninsas Malaya. What's Chaluda? How do they translate the word Chaluda? Full of rust. Machad nimtas malaya chaluda. If the needle's full of rust, in other words, once upon a time, this needle was a good needle. And it got tame. And then it got rusty. Or shavura. Or broke. Now once it gets rusty, and once it breaks, it loses its status of tumah. Why does it lose its status of tumah? Because it loses its status as a kli. So what happened? Tar. Now it's tar. Shekala tumah kishas b'ziyasan. Right now, let's say this needle is on a pile of 1,000 needles. Do I say all 1,000 needles are tame? I don't say that. Why? Right now it's broken. Maybe somebody put it here when it wasn't broken. Now it broke now. So really it was matame all 1,000 needles and then it broke. We don't say that. What do you mean? When the needle was put here, it was a very good needle. That broke later. Now it got rusty. By the time it was placed here, it wasn't rusty. What do you see? We don't say that. Not even a suffix. Why? Because tumah is goes by what it's when it's found. Not correct. That's why the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan is very strong. Why on earth is everything tumah l'mafreya? Right now, it's out of the sheretz. Why are you backtracking? The ode tnan. Matzah sheretz saruf. Listen to this. Matzah sheretz saruf agabe zesim. I find a burnt sheretz on top of olives. Zesim on olives. Zayis is a... olives, right. That is olives. V'chein, or matlis hamahumahum. Some kind of worn out beged. Tahar. It's tahar. Like worn out begadim are not tummy. Maybe it was tummy once upon a time. Good. Maybe it was. But right now, it's not even a beged. It's all worn out. Shekala tumas kishas mitziyasan. Because all tumah goes to how you find it. Right now I stumble on a beged and I see it's not even a beged. The sheretz not even an animal anymore. It's all burnt. It's not even an animal. It's nothing. Maybe it was placed there, it was a good beged. And 100 years later it got worn out. And everything's tumah because for 100 years it was sitting here. We don't say that. Tchi tema. Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of, it's the third line, Tahora. See the Rashi of Tahora, the third line? Milatame hazesim. The zesim will not become tame. Right? Daminan hachi nafla alayhu la'achesha balsa. We say it fell after it got worn out. Fitahaira mitumasa. And now it's tar. Alma, what do you see from here? Lo machzikin and tuma mishal l'sha. We don't do this. We don't stop tuma from hour to hour. Afil lidlos, even misafik. Diktani tahora. But who I did, no difference. Right, they say something very interesting. The Aruch HaNer says the Raya is only from the case of the beged. Because if the sheretz is burnt, so how come the aleph are not burnt also? In other words, when did this burning happen? Right, as he says, by the sheretz, it got burnt after it was on the begad, after it was on the aleph would be burnt. So the aleph would also be burnt. So it must be. That's not a riot at all. In other words, it became burnt over there. And someone took a burnt sheretz and put it here. What kind of riot is that? It's not an animal anymore. It doesn't have the din of tumah. Tumah went away. So the riot is only from the case of the clothing. Anyway, v'chi tema kishas mitziyasan bein lekula bein lechumra umako mitziyasan. That means bein lekula for the case of the needle, right? Or the case of this shirt. That we say it's vadaitar. Why is it vadaitar? Because I don't know when this needle got rusty. It doesn't make a difference. Right now it's not a kli. Nothing it touched is a problem. Or to be machmir. What's being machmir? The case when you touch an adam, right? You touch a what's the case of adam? when you touched an Adam, and then in the morning you notice his mace. So what do we say? You're tame. As long as they didn't move. As long as they didn't move. Right? Let's get the case of moving. Regular situation. In the morning you wake up and look at this, he's a mace. So I think you are going to be tame in that case. Right? If you don't know when he died. Aval shalob makom mitziyasan. Misraf lo sarfinan. Misla talinan. Right? But if it's not in the place where it's found, then misraf lo sarfinan, then we don't say vadai, but we do say safek. Right? How do I read this? V'chi tema kishas mitziyasan bein l'chukula bein l'chumra. As long as it's in the same place. Aval shalom makom mitziyasan. But if it's not in the place, misraf losarf masla talinan. Then if it's in the wrong place, we will say tamei misafek. So Rabbi Yochanan can still be survived. In other words, David, when the item is moved, it's only a safek. It's also not true. But nan kikar al gabi hadaf. If the kikar is on some kind of thing sticking out of the wall. Right? Umadach tome munach tachtov, and there's some kind of tome thing underneath it. Afal pish im nafla. Let's say there's a cookie on top of a ledge, and there's a tome thing on the bottom. And I notice the cookie falls off the ledge, and it's lying next to the thing on the bottom. That's tome. Efshar el imke naga. There's no way for that cookie to have fallen on the floor without touching the tome thing. Impossible. Nevertheless, Tahora. It's still Tahor. Why? Shani Omer, Adam Tahor, Nichlas Hashem V'Natla. A guy picked up the cookie and put it over there. Why? Ah, maybe it fell. Yeah, the answer is I don't play those fluffy games. I don't play those games. Ad Shiomer, Bari Li, Shalom Nichlas Adam Sham. Once I know for sure, nobody did that. Right? Exactly. So what do you see from here? Oh, Bamar Bilazar, Lo Nistracha, Ella, Lamakom, Midron. This whole thing is only talking about a place with a slope, meaning where this is going to happen. In other words, we don't move tumma from place to place. We don't do that. The tumma was there and now it's on the floor, and the only way, and it had to, it's an incline. There's no way the tumma, the cookie, didn't touch the tummy. Impossible. There's no way it didn't, what do we say? It doesn't matter. I'll say somebody came and moved it. What do you see from here? We don't do this. We don't move tumma from here to here. So the kasha we have, we spent the whole amid with this question, right? What do you see from here? Tumma is where it is right now. Where is this tumma? Where is this cookie? It's on the floor. Do we say it's tummy? We do not say it's tummy. It's impossible for it to have fallen without touching tumma. Doesn't matter. We still don't say it. What? Maybe somebody moved it. Maybe a bird came and took it and moved it. We don't. We'll say anything but to say that. Therefore, what do you see from here? Whether it's a kula, chumra, it doesn't matter. How on earth can Rabbi Yochanan say that the tumma that moved from there to that corner is tamei l'mafreya? How can you say that? No one says that. Why? It's not clear?
It is clear.
Right. So, let's just maybe the answer will make sense. Hassam, the answer is over there by the case of the cookie. Kediktani Taima. We gave you a reason. What was the reason? Shani Omer, Adam Tar, Nichlas Hashem V'Natla. I have another thing to say. What am I going to say? Somebody came and took the cookie off the ledge and moved it to the floor, bypassing all the tumma. I can say that. Right? However, in the box that they're arguing about, the box is moved from corner to corner. Right? So, now you wake up in the morning, the box in that corner, and the sheretz in that corner. What are you going to say now? According to Yochanan, what are you going to say? Right? What are you going to say? I say that a person moved it? That we know that. We know that already. It's certainly a person moved it. And yet what? Why not say it backwards? Why not? There's nothing else to say. How'd the box get from there to there? The answer is somebody moved it. Right? So if somebody moved it, Good. Someone removed it. 100%. How does that change the status of what's in the box? Doesn't make a difference. You're right. Someone moved it. 100%. You're right. When a person wakes up on the other side of the room, obviously he got up and walked to the other side of the room. 100%. I agree with all that. But over here, what does that do with anything? The box was there. Now it's there. Somebody moved it. 100%. Somebody moved it. Sherrod's inside. So why not backtrack? That's what you're saying, David. Right? So the Gemara answers, Hachanami, Nema Arav Asa Vishada. Maybe a bird came and dropped the sheriffs in the box. Maybe that happens. So the Gemara answers, that couldn't happen. Adam, Dibakavana Amrinan. Adam, that has Kavana, that could happen. But Arav, Shlava Kavana, Lo Amrinan. To say that a bird came, that's impossible. Why is that so impossible? Impossible. Michti. 1 minute. Hakikar. Right, so I guess it's far-fetched. Michti. Hakikar. Wait a minute. This cookie, Safek Toma Bereshus Yachid Hu. This is a Safek Toma in Rishus HaYachid. V'chal Safek Toma Bereshus Yachid Sveiko Tame. All Toma in Rishus HaYachid, the Safek is Tame. Second over here, we don't say that. The answer is, Mishim Dahavidavar She'ein Bo Das Lishol. Because you can't ask the cookie what happened to you. V'chal Davar She'ein Bo Das Lishol. If the issue is something that you can't ask, Be'en Bereshus HaRabim, Be'en Bereshus HaYachid, Sveiko Tahar. That rule about being able to ask trumps the rule of Safek Rishos Rabbim, Safek Rishos Yachid. Why does it trump the rule? Because you can ask the Sota, what'd you do in that room? That's why. You can ask her. Were you playing checkers, or were you doing something worse? You can ask her. Therefore, that rule trumps the rule of Safek. V'bai Zema, I'll give you another answer, right? Hacha, over here, Bitoma, by the cookie, Toma Durabanan. It's talking about Toma Durabanan. That's how we're making it. That's Durabanan anyway. Nami Deka Dikani Madaf Diksiv Ola Nidaf. That the word Madaf, it means something light. Like a light leaf that's light. So too, but Durabanan's always Makel. Therefore, we're talking about Toma Durabanan. Don't ask the Akasha about the cookies. Toma Durabanan. Okay. The Chachamim Omrim, The Chachamim said, I don't hold like either of you. I don't hold like Shammai, who's ridiculously makel, and I don't hold like Hill, who's ridiculously machmer. I have a middle shita. Tan Rabbanan, Chamam, Lokadivrei Shammai, Shalawasi Saglud Zvar. I can't hold like Shammai, he didn't even make any siog at all. For Lokadivrei Hillel, Shalow, Shahifrid Al Midosa. Hillel's always known as the great makel, and look how crazy machmer he is over here. He's like mad going to his personality. Right? He's being machmer on his midos. Right? Ella meyes leis, rather 24 hours. Mametis ayad nekidol kida. That will reduce the time of when last time you checked. Because last time you checked was a month ago. She's only going to become tummy 24 hours before. Ukidol kida metis al meyes leis, and the check and a bedika will reduce 24 hours. So if she checked 9 o'clock in the morning, she sees time at 12 o'clock. Anything she touched in those 3 hours is tummy. What about 24? You don't have to go back 24 hours. Sounds like Gemara says, wait a minute, meyes leis. What does that mean? She checks herself on a Sunday. She's fine. Monday, Tuesday go by. She doesn't check herself. And on Wednesday she checks herself. And now she's tamei. We don't go back the last time she checked, which is to Sunday. Ella meis leis, rather 24 hours. Now. What's the other example? She checks herself 1 o'clock in the morning. She's good. 2-3 o'clock go by. She doesn't check herself. 4 o'clock. She checks herself. She's coming. We don't go back 24 hours. Ella, so pshita, isn't that obvious? What do you mean you don't go back 24 hours? She should go back 24 hours. She checks herself 1 o'clock. Why would you even say to go back 24 hours? That doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing that? She checked herself at 1 o'clock. She was fine. And going backwards 24 hours for a reason. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a default. No, you're right. Kiva Shabbat Ka'asa Mishar Rishona. Umasa Tahora. Once at 1 o'clock, she checked herself. Lomad Mina Lomi 8th place. But at 12 o'clock, she was tummy? No, 1 o'clock, she was tired. That makes any sense. So the says, you're right. I need to tell him. Once we said that you're going back 24 hours, Tananami, the kid of the kid of Islam, we say the other case, even though it's kasha. Right? So you go back from Pekid, it's obvious you do that. It's obvious. You're right. But since we mentioned that, we also mentioned that. Amar Rabba, my time of the Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Rabbanon that go back me a slave? What's the reason for that? Isha margeshes ba'atma. A woman feels it. Amalei Abaya, im kain, tei dayashaita. It should be dayashaita. If a woman feels it, then go right this second. Okay, what do you mean she feels? What kind of answer is that? Right? The Gemara says, Rabba l'chadu de Abaya hu deboi. Rabba just did that to kid around with Abaya. He was testing him. Because that answer doesn't make any sense. Right? That answer is a crazy answer. Ella, my time of the what's the real answer? Kiha, damar v'yudam ha-shmuel. Chachamim tiknu lehem b'nos Yisrael. She both goes atzman shachris v'arvis. A woman should check herself every morning and every night. Shachris, in the morning, lahakshir t'ayros shalayla. In the morning, to make sure that anything you touch that night is going to be okay. V'arvis, lahakshir t'ayros shalayla. And during the night, at night, at shkia time, check yourself to see what happened during the day. So, in other words, you can't check yourself. You can't check yourself every minute. So, twice a day, check yourself.
Why don't you move back to the new forwards? I'm checking myself
down at night, so when you get to the front, that's fine. No, because then what happened overnight? Maybe he became right at that moment. We don't know. Vizu, Hoil, Shavalo Badka, and this woman, since she didn't check, Hefsida Ona, she loses out. We're going to be machmir now and backtrack one owner, okay? Which is, owner means 24 hours, 12 hours. My owner, what does an owner mean? Owner, you say you're an extra owner. In other words, sure, the last time you checked, we have to be machmir, but we're going to be for another owner. That's where the 24 hours comes from. Yeah, we'll stop here, we'll pick up here tomorrow, and we'll just go over this again a little bit, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos, and everybody have a good Yom Tov.